Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Bitcoin briefly pierced $111,000, but spot market volume is waning, and analysts warn the rally is fragile. Meanwhile, Cathie Wood touted ETF inflows topping $45 billion, even as a Solana-linked luxury watch launch coincides with a rise in violent threats against crypto holders. Bitcoin recently established a high near 111,000 before sliding back toward 107,600. On-chain data show a steep drop in spot trading and a rise in futures bets on Binance, which could fuel volatility. Liquidity clusters sit near 105,700, and Darkfrost warns that profit-taking remains healthy, but momentum is delicate. Bybit derivative chief Shunyet Jan still calls for a rally to 125,000 by the end of June on regulatory clarity and ETF inflows, but urges caution. At a New York event, Cathie Wood noted, Bitcoin ETFs launched in January 2024 drew $45 billion in under 12 months and may hit $100 billion in annual inflows by 2027. She contrasted that with crypto wallets, which Best Wallet has made more user-friendly through pre-sale token purchases and security features. Elsewhere, Vivek Raman of Etherealize pitched Ethereum as digital oil for tokenization, noting a 1.5% issuance cap and annual staking yield near 3%. Ethereum now trades near 2,517 and faces a key break-even barrier at 2,800 ahead of a potential move to 3,000. Solana slipped 5% to 172, amid a midnight institutional sell-off that broke key support at 172 and pushed a low near 170. The Solana Foundation's partnership with R3 to tokenize $10 billion of assets may shore up demand despite this pullback. Smaller tokens saw mixed flows as Dogecoin found support at 0.227 after a 6% drop. Shiba Inu stabilized near 0.000144. with long-term holders defending dips, and Fetchpoint AI formed a bull flag hinting at a breakout toward $9.33 if price can clear $1.71. In Singapore, XRP climbed to comprise 17% of local portfolios, but CaseyTrades warns it may test 1.55 if the $2.25 zone fails. Swiss watchmaker Frank Muller released 1,111 phygital timepieces at 20,000 Swiss francs each, with personalized Solana wallet QR codes on May 24, timed amid reports of kidnappings and assaults on crypto holders. A decrypt guide lists 7 safety tactics from multisig and Shamir seed splitting to wearable panic alert devices and remote wipes. Recent abductions in Uganda, France, and the United States underscore the risk. Former US President Donald Trump hosted a May 22 gala for top 220 Trump token holders that saw attendance from Justin Sun, Evgeny Gavoy, and others. Criticism over food, lax security, and a brief presidential appearance coincided with an 8% drop in the meme coin as early sellers exited and networking gains proved uneven. AI models show persistent bias and context limits, like stumbling on a hidden sublevel in Castlevania. A Decrypt study found ChatGPT, Gemini, Grok, and Claude linked names like Laura Patel or Laura Garcia to distinct communities. Anthropic Claude 4 review praised creative and coding skills, but flagged a 200,000 token window that failed on larger documents, making it suited for developers, but less so for novices. A US district judge on May 24 threw out fraud and manipulation charges against Avraham Eisenberg in the Mango Markets case, ruling that smart contract exploits do not amount to false representation. Harvard economist Kenneth Rogoff argued the dollar's dominance is fraying as underground actors shift toward crypto valued near $20 to $25 trillion, a trend that could drive up global interest rates. Asia's DDC enterprise added 21 Bitcoin to its treasury at roughly $2.28 million and aims for 5,000 holdings in 3 years. Yet shares fell over 12% on the announcement, illustrating that market reaction can diverge from corporate strategy. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.